Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
How you doing?
Jarrett Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jarrett Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Yesterday I had a conversation with Mike Greenberg yesterday. We were just talking. It was just interesting to me to hear his perspective of where he thinks Caleb's going to be and just the people that he's around. He thinks by the time we get to Thanksgiving, that people will be sitting around their tables at Thanksgiving talking about that we have the quarterback for the future. Like he's here. Like we see it now. So I just want people in their mind to think about that as we, you know, get up to our court towards Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Where's the turkey?
The Jarrett Payton Show today. Jarrett Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking with Jarrett Payton. He loves talking about the Bears. You can check him out on Channel 9. You can check him out anything NFL, covering it and being around the league. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino. Have we told you that we're going to Circa? You should go too. CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, JP?
Lawrence Speaks, what's going on? Hey, listen, I know you guys are headed to the airport. I can meet you there. So
come on through.
You know what I'm saying? I'll roll with you. I know, especially for Speaks, you probably need security with all, you know, trying to fight off all the ladies at Stadium Swim. I could be that guy for you.
Thank you, Jared. That's selfless of you, man. I appreciate that. What are you playing? If we're in Vegas, what table game or machine are you playing?
I'm at the sports book, man. I'm not going anywhere. Like, you do, I don't need to go anywhere. I don't even need to be by the pool. I'll watch some games. That's all I need to do. I'm not a really big like card guy or I just like to gamble on sports.
And Jared likes to be in the scene. Like he would be a star at Stadium Swim. Like an absolute star.
I don't like when my security people are stars, you know? I mean, I'd like them to keep a low profile, take care of me.
He was just saying that to get on the plane, man. once JP gets off the plane, it's all bets off. Uh-huh.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this weekend. You guys should have a great time, and I'll be listening to you guys while you're out there and watching all your social media posts as well.
It's going to be crazy to have that many Bears fans out there. Some of the reports out there are that it might be 50-50 in the stadium.
I think that is accurate. Bears fans travel.
Yes.
And they definitely travel west. Plus, you have all of the transplanted Chicagoans who live in Las Vegas and the folks that are nearby. They're like, oh, it's a 45-minute flight from Phoenix? Bet. I'm going to go see the Bears because here's my one opportunity this year to go see them.
Yeah.
Or the ones that live in California. Like, this is – the Bears fans can turn this into a home game if they want.
Can't they, Jarrett?
Yeah, they definitely can. I mean, I was talking about that with some people the other day about how well Bears fans travel. And, man, it's a testament to the love of this organization, man. You see where all the people are around the country. But, you know, Lawrence, you were talking about just being in Arizona. That's like mini Chicago to me anywhere. I got family out there. Anytime that I roll around, people out there just bear down everywhere you go. So, yeah, this is an opportunity. And just to take advantage of getting back to 500 before the bye.
How did you feel about last week? Because it seems like everyone, you know how it is, Jared, when the Bears win, things are good. Like the city just feels better overall. But seeing all of the things that Caleb Williams is capable of doing play out on the field last week was a lot of fun for me. What was it like for you?
It was cool to be able to watch my favorite team win and play good football. And I feel the pressure just because of, you know, the last name and just my relationship with the organization. And you guys know, I tell you this all the time, everywhere I go around this city, it's the conversation that I'm always having. It's talking about Bears. It's the first thing that people want to talk about. So it's sometimes it's rough. You want to be able to glow about your team and talk, say nice things about your team and enjoy, you know, and celebrate with others. And so that's what it felt like for me. And just, you know, that Monday morning, my daughter waking up and she's looking at me. She's like, oh my gosh, my teacher said that if the Bears win, she's going to wear her Peyton jersey. So I'm going to wear mine. And so just to see my daughter in her Peyton jersey, it just was like, this is what it's all about. I need more of this. And plus also waking up too and just in the morning and watching that video of Ben Johnson inside the locker room with those guys inside there, just excited for him, Caleb tossing him the ball and how excited everybody was. Those are the moments that I'm looking forward to in the future. And yeah, I had my head in the Kool-Aid that day, but because I want more of those moments. I want to feel that. I want to see that. I want that to be something common and regular for this city and this organization. So I was happy to see Caleb play well. And I know how tough it is for him on a daily basis where a lot of focus is on him. And that it was the game of saying, this is what we're hoping to see between the relationship with him and Ben Johnson as well, that he's starting to understand. He's starting to get it just a little bit more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Jared Payton, thank you for that image of Walter Payton's granddaughter waking up and putting on her Payton jersey the day after that win. Like, that is, because we've been talking about how much better the vibe is in this city when they're good, or even just when they win, like the high fives you get, the smiles, like all the togetherness, and you just added that image to the mix. That's gorgeous.
I meant to text you, JP, on this because I was getting some stuff framed yesterday, and I walk into the place that's framing up some stuff for me, and as I was walking out, I was like, hey, someone's getting a Payton jersey framed at this frame up store. And I was like, that's old school. And the guy was like, yeah, this guy, whoever was going to do it was super happy. And I'm like, look at this.
Yeah. That's what happens. What were you going to add to it, Jared?
I was just going to add to it that it's special. It's also like walking around and people giving me free, like, blueberry muffins. Like, I get free stuff from the Bears. You know? I look forward to it. I look forward to the free stuff, man. I'm here for it, you know, an extra drink at my coffee spot. Oh, yeah. Happy Bears Monday. Here you go. I'm like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Look at that. Bears helping with goodwill and commerce, maybe taking a little bit of a hit, but that's all right. Jared Payton with us. All right. So you talked about that coach moment post game that had an impact on us too. Which coach that you had was hardest on you in a way that benefited you? Because I'm trying to think about that relationship that hopefully Caleb and Ben have.
Oh, man, it's definitely Don Solinger, my running backs coach at the University of Miami. I mean, he was rough. And you guys, you know, before I got there, he had Edgerrin James, who he coached. And then it was James Jackson, who was there when I got there. And then Portis and I came in together. And then it was Willis that came in the next year. And then it was Frank that came in. So we were all there. And so it was tough fighting for a spot and fighting for time. And he just did not let you slip. And as much as you, you know, were coming from the place that, you know, wherever you were from, then you were a 5-star, 4-star, whatever. He just was like, no, you can always do better. And even just the little things, from the way that you study to how much you're studying. And I think that that relationship between Ben and Caleb is so crucial. And I think Caleb needs that in his life. He needs that, especially in when we're talking about playing in the NFL. I think we saw it a lot last year, and we, through all the reports, right, where he was really kind of, in some ways, teaching himself, not having the right coaching around him. Ben's had to kind of reprogram him and take stuff out that so he can build him up to what he wants him to be and what Caleb wants to be, too. Caleb came in talking about all the championships he wants to win. There's a way of going about that. And I think on Sunday, that's what I was starting to see is him looking calmer inside the pocket. Everybody's talking about his feet, and that's one of the first things that I look at with him is, are his feet set? Are they underneath him? Are they quiet in some ways when he drops back? And is he on point in his 3-step, 5-step, 7-step drop, whatever it is? And then being able to get the ball out on time. And I think that's what we're seeing. But I think it all starts from getting the call in the huddle and giving himself some time to be able to get up to that line and be able to dissect, call out the mic, figure out what he wants to do. And I think that has kind of calmed him down and slowed that clock inside of him down as well. And so that's what I love seeing from him. And yeah, there are some he's inaccurate sometimes, but every quarterback is, and I know people want him to be on point all the time. That's just not, it's not reality, just because of what he's seeing sometimes. But to see that performance and how he distributed the ball to, you know, all these different receivers on the football field on Sunday, that's a really good problem to have. And I think that's what we're starting to see. We know he can get outside and create when he needs to. It's playing within the pocket that I think Ben Johnson is really honing in on to get him better, because that's only going to make his offense better.
Jared Payton joining us. And if you got the opportunity to be on Twitch, you should be. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, because the background for JP is amazing. And I love it when people are on the show and their backgrounds are just, yeah, that right there, the actual Lombardi trophy being in the background to Jared Payton is a pretty dope thing to have. So Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. JP, correct me if I'm wrong. In 2003, didn't you guys have a crazy long drive with you sealing it against Florida State? Because that drive that the Bears had, that 19-play drive that the Bears had on Sunday, we've been talking about it a lot. For someone that's been involved in stuff like that, what does it do to a defense when an offense can just say, hey, we're going to keep running the rock and we're going to wear you down?
Come on, Lawrence. Why you playing at my heartstrings right here, my brother. Yeah, it was. I was in a situation 2003 at Doak Campbell on as that monsoon game. It was my first start and had a chance to score on a screenplay. And it breaks the defense's back, especially when you can run the football and control the game on the ground. And I think just watching Ben play call and find ways to maybe not get those explosive plays on the ground, but to stay with the run on that drive was impressive to me, because I've always been accustomed to seeing here in Chicago with different regimes, different coaches, where it's like, it's not working, we're going to get away from this, we're going to throw a bubble screen, we'll throw a bubble screen, let's figure that out. Well, no, like you have to commit to it. And that's on that drive. It showed me that he was like, yo, we are going to run this thing down your throat and we're going to keep pressing and we're going to find a way to score at the end. And to me, super impressive. I told Mullion Hall Tuesday morning, I had a tear in my eye because it was exactly what I want to see from this offense. And they got to find a way to get better at running the football. And they know, they've been talking about that as well. And to me, it comes down to watching the tape. There are some, as you see, with some of these blocking, some of the fits there are everybody's got to be on point and running the football, and they got to find a way where it's here or there where there's a miss block here, and then next thing you know, DeAndre Swift's getting, you know, hit in the backfield, which it could have sprung for a bigger run. They're going to have to find a way to be able to watch this film together, because normally it's like the offensive line watches film by themselves, running backs watch by themselves. If it was me, I would have everyone together to figure this thing out. Offensive line and running backs together to come up with some plan to figure out how we can be more effective, because I believe in my heart that this offense will open up another level once they can truly control the ground game. If they can unlock that, there's a whole nother part of this offense that we haven't even been able to see yet.
Jarrett, DeAndre Swift can drive me crazy as a runner sometimes. when he's outside the tackles, it's better, yada, yada. But let's talk about him as a guy who picks up blitzers.
Yes, sir.
How good is he at that? How difficult is that to do?
It's very, very difficult, Speaks, because a lot of guys don't want to do it. They really don't. And that's I think the biggest thing that I look at when it comes to my dad, and I have these conversations when I see on social media, when they're always talking about who's the best, who's the best. Well, they always talk about who's the best runner. And I always see all these names being thrown in here. And in my head, I'm going, they can't throw the ball. You never see them blocking in any of their videos. It is a big thing. You have to commit to understanding pass protection, and it's being in your book. That's a big part of being in on third down. Can you be an all-around back and be in the game and not have to come out because you can be counted on to be able to pick up blitzes? And he's not a big dude. And so sometimes it's all more about will and understanding fits and getting in position where you need to be and understanding. And in a game, Speaks, the hardest part sometimes, even for me, learning as a kid who only played, you know, his junior and senior in high school, never played running back, really only one game, and then getting to Miami and have to understand pass protection. It's when everybody's disguising stuff and the mic, you know, you have 60 protection, Mike and Sam, and the mic looks like he's coming, Sam looks like he's coming, but they don't, they bluff, and that safety's coming from the other side. And it's scan protection. You got to find a way to get up and then get all the way back around to pick up blitzes. So it's always tough. And so I always tip my cap to the guys that really hone in on the little things of getting your hands inside and understanding protections. And you're almost like another offensive lineman. So it's very, very difficult. So I tip my cap to Swift for actually being a big part of that. He does drive you crazy. I understand that. but what makes him special is when he gets outside in space, you guys. I mean, when you see him on a screen pass or you see him on a swing and he can get out there and then he does a little stutter step and then gets those yards, that's where he feels comfortable. And I see why he can be a big part of this offense. They're asking for him they're still trying to search and find ways, because you also, let's not forget about DJ Moore being in the backfield as well, Kyle Manungai being in the backfield. They haven't figured out the recipe yet. Hopefully they're still in the kitchen right now looking at recipes to try to figure out the best one to have success.
What do you think of Vegas, and do you know Pete Carroll?
I do not know Pete Carroll. Never met Pete Carroll, but only heard great things about him through guys that I know that have coached alongside of him. They have nothing but great things to say about him. When I look at this Raiders offense and defense, this is a game that the Bears can win. I don't see why you can't, especially coming off of having the success that you had against the Cowboys. There's no reason why. I think my biggest question mark is Ashton Jeanty, as a rookie, still hasn't had that breakout game. And one of the issues that we know with this Bears defense is stopping the run. I'm just hoping that they can find a way to do that. And this is not the game on Sunday that he has his breakout game against this Bears defense. So if they can find a way to be able to do that, Geno Smith doesn't scare me. He just likes the high volume of throws. I understand that, but it's really stopping the run and making them one-dimensional. If they can do that, I think offensively they'll be fine to be able to score points.
So, Jarrett, would you mind? I mean, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, but if you don't mind, could you reach back and grab that Lombardi trophy?
He did it earlier. He showed it to the people on Twitch.
Well, yeah, when you said it, and I wasn't on Twitch at the time, but now I'm on there, so I guess he doesn't mind. Yeah, it's like, so that's your pops? Because every player gets a replica of it. Is that correct? How does that work?
Yeah, each player gets a replica. This is my pops. My pops actually has two of them, so I think between my sister and I, we both have one. But yeah, this is...
Wow.
I mean, it's heavy too, you guys. I can only imagine what the big one feels like, because this one is like, I mean, if someone came in this house and I hit them with this, it is over. I'm just telling you, it is over.
That would be the coolest murder weapon ever, though, dude.
Like self-defense.
Self-defense.
Not like, murder.
Jared?
Self-defense.
He killed a guy with a Lombardi trophy. How cool is that? I mean, that's badass.
JP, we love you, man. Thank you so much for jumping on and sharing with the people here on Twitch.
Hey, love you guys too, man. Have fun in Vegas. I'll be listening and I'll be watching.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.